1. Read the rules. If you do not read the rules, you have broken the rules. 2. Our territory. Once a core square is chosen, our territory is any square touching that square. So 9 squares in total. See Where Are We on main page for more information about the core square. 3. Raiding bases in our territory. Before you raid or remove a base in our territory, please verify they are hostile. If this bothers you, set up your base closer to the edge of our territory. Wave rule. If you encounter anyone in our territory, you must wave at them before shooting them. If they do not wave back, you can shoot them. If they do wave back, go on about your business or hug them, but still keep an eye on them. Some hostiles will wave and then shoot you when you turn your back. 5. Aggressive players. Anyone who is aggressive and attacks you without provocation in our territory is subject to removal. Please report them or raid and destroy their base. 6. Monuments. All monuments are a free-for-all kill zone. You may honor alliances and return items to people you kill there. However, it is not required. Do not wave at people in monuments. 7. Drop zones. All. Drop zones are a free-for-all kill zone. You may honor alliances and return items to people you kill there. However, it is not required. Do not wave at drop zones. Note. If you plan on going into a drop zone, and you think of it is helpful to message one of the chat groups so that others are aware you are going into that location. 8. Active raids. During an active raid, the wave rule does not apply. Know who your team members are, and kill everyone else. If you approach a raid and are not in the team, let them know you are coming beforehand. If you get killed, sort it out later. 9. Accidental death. Sometimes we accidentally kill a fellow HOA member or squad member we have a treaty with. When that happens, please reach out to them and return their inventory. If possible, leave their bag right where it is and protect it till they return. Conflict. Just because you have a gun does not mean you can go on a killing spree of your own HOA members. If you have an issue with one or more players, please notify your clan squad leader or talk to the founder. Give them a chance to help you sort out your issues. The goal is for everyone to enjoy the game and each other. HOA does not kill HOA. HOA does not raid other HOA members. Doing so can get you exiled from the HOA territory. 11. Insults. Please try to be sensitive to other players' needs, and do not call them degrading insults if this is something that bothers them. Remember, you want people to like you. 12. The N-word. Using the N-word in any form will get you kicked out of the HOA. Slipping up, now and then, can be ignored. But know that we are watching you, and if we choose, we can, and will, kick you out for using it even once. You may think you are safe in your voice chat of your small group of friends. You are not. We'll find out. If you do not understand why the N-word is a problem, then you have a problem. Please talk to the founder and become educated about history and empathy. 13. Gaining membership. To become a member of the HOA, you need to be a member of a squad or clan that is already a member of the HOA, or you need to petition the founder of the HOA and request membership. Membership is not based on skill. It is based on personality and the ability of all of your members to follow the rules, get along, and not act immature. Team killing. If you kill an HOA member, you must reach out to them to return their belongings, whether it be in a social channel or directly. If not, you must explain to them why you are not, and it must be plausible. If an HOA member lodges a complaint against you more than 2 times, in a week, you are out. If an HOA member lodges a complaint against a squad more than 4 times in a week, then they are demoted to alliance level and must leave the compound. If a person's membership is revoked and the squad leader does not honor it, the entire squad can be revoked. Squad leaders are responsible for managing their members. If an alliance has an HOA member lodge more than 4 complaints in a week against them, then they're demoted to truce level and exiled from our 9 blocks, If a truce is revoked, we must remove them from the server. 15. Where you build. Where you build affects your membership within the HOA. Below assumes you already have membership. Member. Build inside the HOA compound. This gives you full access to all HOA benefits, including defense and resources. Building on the hill directly above the compound, where you can see into the compound and still be helpful, can be counted as building inside the compound. Alliance. Build outside the HOA compound, but within our territory. We will share information with you, and to potentially help you when you are in trouble. Truce. Build outside the HOA territory. 16. How you build. We have had to make some guidelines for building within the compound to make it easier to move through the compound. If your base is near an exit, people need to be able to get to the exit without being shot by your turrets. Place the turrets lower so we can put up a defensive wall to give people a path to get out. Allow leaders to place those walls. Building your base near, but not on the outer edge, is preferred. Do not let your turrets go over the outer walls, as we have to walk around the walls to check them many times a day. There are walls around the compound. Do not place walls around your base. Too many walls causes lag. Also gives a place for the enemies to hide. And more importantly, if your base decays, then we just have a circular wall with nothing in it. Which is a problem. Leadership. Leaders must register in one of the leaders' channels during the first 3 days of wipe. If they do not, they are moved to the HOA, sleeping leaders' channel. If they do, they are moved to the HOA, leaders' channel. Leaders are responsible for checking the roster and getting the information updated to match their actual squad. Only leaders are allowed to add people to the social channels, and they must be active members cleared by the founder. Squad leaders are responsible for managing their members. Squad leaders are responsible for the actions of their members. If a member wants to switch squads, both leaders must approve the move, then they both must report this to the founder. Tips about managing your squad, or do what you want, we do not care. Do not give new people access to your loot or core for at least one wipe. Do not pilfer other people's members. Make it clear to new folk that their loot belongs to the squad, and that anying given to them is just that, a gift. Make the roles and rewards clear to members at the start, and maintain that same energy throughout the wipe. Do not joke or threaten about kicking someone out. If they are not performing, just do it. Know where all your members' bags are. If you kick someone out, destroy their bags first. Change your codes first.